The guest who? The guest who? The guest who with Jacob Gibbs. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Now let's start the show.
Feel a little bit better, I think.
Yeah.
I think that'll work good.
I think it's great, man.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm glad to be in the big studio.
I know. This thing's huge.
Right. I wasn't expecting the archery range over there.
Which, oh, it's there.
Which one do you like better? Do you like the archery more, or are you more of a golfer?
I'm a golfer. Yeah, I'm not real good on archery, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I was jealous. They started that shit, like, after I graduated and all that.
I got a bowling team now, man.
No shit.
Yeah, people's schools got bowling teams.
Right. That's odd. That is so weird. Know.
Was you in a band?
Nah, I wish. I wasn't cool enough to be in band.
You try.
I tried.
Did you really, what instrument?
I was uncool enough to do band, and I was too fat to be a flag girl. Or too skinny to be a flag girl.
So you wouldn't even, like, you couldn't be accepted with a color guard?
No, they wouldn't take me, man.
Oh, my God, mighty.
Well, I think it was because I lied on the application. I thought
What'd you tell them?
Well, I said I was colorblind because I thought we was, like, guarding against colors.
That could be a problem.
Yeah, that was, who knew?
Yeah, it's just, no. Some things just don't work out.
I know it. That's life. What can you say?
Yeah. I've tried a lot of different things, man.
Yeah.
Finally, somebody told me I look like Theo, and I was like, well, I'm going to start a podcast.
Right. I can see it. Oh, man. Yeah. I almost thought we was on this past weekend or something. I didn't know.
We are? Yeah.
Is this like the farm league of podcasts?
Yes. This is like Theo Gone Country.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Like some backwoods shit.
It almost taken. Wasn't that about taking back to his roots? Wasn't he Louisiana?
Yeah, but I don't have as many stray animals.
Ah, I got you.
Yeah.
I'm not a big bobcat fan.
No.
I don't blame you.
I shot one.
Really?
Yeah. It's the first four-legged animal I've shot in, maybe the first four-legged animal I've ever shot. Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I blew that thing down, boy.
Really?
Yeah.
I was wondering, because I knew you had that dog at one time. Well, I guess, is that how you figured out you wasn't good at archery?
No, we, that dog, man, times got hard and Chinese restaurant was paying. And
Chow Ming's over there?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, they got the best dog. I heard they only get Shih Tzus, though.
No, they'll take anything.
They take it all?
Yeah. They don't care.
Do they pay by the pound? You may have just gave me a good investment skill here.
Matter of fact, I got about an 80 pounder outside.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
Love to get rid of.
I'm just saying, like, we could get on Marketplace. We could troll everybody on Marketplace, try to get a bunch of free animals.
Look, when I really feel like when my dog's outside, go to the good Lord. That's it for me on an outside dog.
Right.
They're just like, I don't know. I'm gonna have like one cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the inside dog. The inside dog's good.
Yeah.
You see her over there.
Oh, yeah.
On the pillow, just giving that
just
thing hell.
Humping the hell out of that little duck, ain't it? The bad thing is it's a live duck. I really thought he'd have fallen back by now.
Damn.
Would you ain't want to? Have you been getting them out of Sportsman's?
Yes.
Over there at the lake?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been feeding them.
Right. I mean,
it's only fair.
Right, exactly. 10 years, you know how much it's bread that is?
I know.
You really got them this time to put a little dog food in your pocket? Just nab one and go out?
Every time for like, we would go to Sportsman's Lake, Lee Kate would get bit by a goose. I mean, I'm telling you, it was like automatic.
Yeah.
It didn't matter if you put her on your shoulders.
Yeah.
That goose was coming after, dude. I mean, like, I don't know if it was her smell or maybe her finger looked like a piece of bread. I'm not real sure.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that may be it, which I don't know. I've almost wondered if ducks can smell fear. Because you ever wonder if you turn and run around, they're like, game on. Just flap, 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 flap.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, they don't fuck around.
I've seen some geese, like, chase people around like crazy, dude.
Right. Like those videos, the ones like where they won't let them into the workplace.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Could you imagine, like, in the 50s trying to tell your boss that shit before cameras? And, like, there's a goose, and I just can't get in, sir. I don't know what to do. I finally made it.
They shit on everything.
Right. Yeah. They love concrete. That's the weird thing.
Yeah, porches. I mean, it's just a, yeah.
Right.
A duck would be a teetotal mess.
Right. Could you imagine how much of a bitch would it be if you lived in the middle of, like, 150 acres in a house.
Yeah.
And you just had geese just coming up and shitting right there on your porch every day.
That'd be terrible.
It'd be I wonder if Chow would take duck.
Yeah.
That would be my next move.
They do the whole duck.
Yeah.
You never seen A Christmas Story?
Oh, it's been a long time.
Yeah, you remember they go in that Chinese restaurant, they got that duck, they take his head off.
And just go from there with it.
Yeah, and they're like, you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, because that was, I thought it was so weird as a kid whenever they went the dong there at the end.
Yeah, that was the head. That was the neck. You know, if Eddie would have been there, he would have ate it though.
Right.
Yeah, because he's like, hey, Clark, save the neck for me. You remember that? No. You don't watch Christmas movies?
No, I don't watch. I don't watch much.
God.
I wasn't really raised in a wholesome family, so we didn't get much TV time. It was like, get in your shelter.
No. Your pudgy ass ain't never watched no damn TV.
We know you wasn't running, was you?
You must have had a Game Boy Color.
Yeah. I wish. I was more of an advanced kid. They had to wait. We couldn't get the school bus yellow like you.
I know. I had a school bus yellow Game Boy.
Yeah, that was hot shit.
Oh man, he was a bad dude back in the day.
That was.
Yeah, I went from having one girlfriend to four immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
You almost went from Game Boy to just scratching Pussy Getter 5000 on the map. Who wants to play Ms. Pac-Man?
They're like, I'll do anything if I can play on that yellow Game Boy.
Did you bring your games with you?
Oh, yeah. What was it? Let's see. Let me think about it. Forgot what I was going to say.
Ooh.
It's there, though.
Yeah. Don't you hate this?
It's kind of like a burp stuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah.
I don't know. Mine's more a fart.
Farts.
You ever get a fart that like you try to hold it in, you like it goes back up.
Oh yeah, you can feel that thing rumble all the way to the top.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know what'd be nasty is if like after you did that you sneezed and you just had like full shit smell just straight to the dome.
There's some people's breath that smells that bad though, for sure.
Right.
Old dog talking about farts though.
Yeah.
How in the hell are does air go down? It's always been a mystery.
Right.
This is some kind of conspiracy. Somebody needs to look this up and get to the bottom of it.
Right, you know, literally.
Because, yeah. Because it's like, I'm sitting straight up.
Right.
And I could fart. So how'd that air go down instead of up?
Right. Because you think it'd be so much easier just to go up.
Yeah. Just I mean, you would think like you'd have to like lay down and put your feet on like the wall or something, like or doggy style, like put your butt in there. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I wonder if like, because sometimes, you know, have you ever just like
three times a day you'd have to do this.
Ooh.
Where you like have to put your butt in there. I have a lot of gas.
That'd be a lot. Yeah. I may look into taking some Beano or something, man. I don't know what to say. But.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
We're not gonna lie. Hell, we already done this podcast once.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we just had to change a few things up.
Yeah. We were in the wrong order. Completely.
We was.
Yeah.
We was. It didn't help that we shotgunned like 20 tequila bombers before we came out.
Yeah, we're taking it a little easier than that.
Yeah. I guess it's time.
Well, I guess it'll be today. By the time you boy, that's a good sound, ain't it?
Right. It's almost like the American dream, just being cast open and into your world.
Yes. Do you, so, did you leave your Facebook? You said you did or you didn't?
I haven't yet, but you know what? I think I'm going to.
Are you really?
As soon as we get off this podcast, I'm just shutting it out.
Is it because people are always like, unspoken prayer request?
Right.
God knows, but I want to know.
Right, exactly. I'm like, let's quit being greedy. God already knows. Just tell the community.
I want to know.
How can we help?
Because a lot of people in those comments, too, is like, what's happening, girl? You know what I mean?
Right.
Nobody ever responds. Right. So you're like,
oh, the really dirty.
She been abducted.
Right. The real dirty cunts are the ones that are like PM sent. You're like, what?
Oh, yeah.
No need for being private now. You put it on Facebook. We social.
No kidding. I mean, people like take their lives out on there, man.
Right. Only thing that was worse than that, what really even started the whole decline was probably Tic Tac. I mean, Talk.
Yeah.
That one got me.
My dad actually called it Tic Tac one night. I swear to God.
Being full serious about it and everything. Yeah, he was like,
how do I watch that podcast, man? That thing on Tic Tac? I swear. I'm serious as a heart attack, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Old people, you got to love them. Have you ever, because your grandparents are still alive and stuff.
I got one set.
One set?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to bait them into some racist shit just to see if you could do it? Just try it out. It's kind of fun. Really liven up the family Christmas gatherings.
What do you do? Tell like a.
Oh Jesus! I don't know. Well, you might get canceled. I'm canceling myself. I'm beating you bitches to the punch. We're out of here. But you know,
I remember, like, people making jokes. I think, but like I didn't. It wasn't like I've never been racist.
Yeah.
At all.
Okay. Just fucking wild. But
my dad's always one of those people that's like, man, treat people like they treat you.
Right.
You
know?
I got some really good black friends.
Yeah.
Got some really, really good white friends too.
Yeah.
And I got some Mexican friends. I hadn't actually like asked them, but they're always smiling when I'm talking to them.
Stuff, I like how agreeable they are.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you could come up and be like, hey, dude, you want a number one? You want that super size? And they're like, ha, 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 yes.
You're so funny. No, you just take care. Well, this we just jump straight into Chinese because I want them to hit a gong after this. Welcome to Ding Ho. Take your order.
Oh, man. Talk about that voice you just did.
Shamonta.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You know what that means?
No.
I got an Asian joke.
Oh, shit.
It's not really a joke. It's a story. Because you always give me hell about Theo Von.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell Theo Von Asian story.
All right.
I had this friend, man. His name was, I ain't going to say his real name. Because he lives just right down the road.
Yeah.
We're going to call him Nate. You ever had a friend named Nate? You don't know any Nates, do you?
I know one or two.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, it's not them.
Not them. Oh, okay. I'm glad we clarified this. I was going to go on and start trashing them.
Yeah, no, it ain't the Nate you know. It's the Nate I know.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
But that's not his real name. That's just
right.
That's a side name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got like a pseudonym.
Yeah, like side hustle. But that's his name.
Okay. Okay.
It's Nate, you know. He don't know it, but he'll appreciate I didn't use his real name.
Right. Can we at least get a real
name? I think he listens to this podcast.
Could we really throw him off and like give the real last name?
No. Just that would stick out like a sore thumb. I can't do it. But my friend Nate, man, he went to this strip club. Well, it wasn't like a strip club, it's like a whatever you have in Huntsville. Titty bar.
Brothels.
No, he went to a massage parlor. It wasn't nothing to do with titty
bars. I was wondering. He was about to have me Google Asian strip clubs.
Yeah, unless they're watching, collecting money at the front door.
Yeah.
Okay, so he goes to this parlor, this massage parlor, you know, it's sketchy as hell. But he had heard like they give.
They
know,
tuggy like, tuggy long time.
Yeah, happy endings.
I got you.
Well, he screwed up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because I reckon the woman's like really friendly and stuff. She took him back there, whatever, put him in the room. And she was like, oh, just go ahead, get undressed. You know, get on the.
Yeah.
Yeah, get on the bikey, you know.
Did she have a speech impediment too? Was that.
Yeah. Was that part of it? I'm trying my best speaking Asian.
Yeah.
All right, so then she. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, we'll skip right to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he had heard it was one of those kind of places.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he got the Karen. Or a Karen. So they go in. She comes back in. He's laying on his back, man.
Yeah.
And he's already got, he's already popped a tent.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And she says, what are you doing? He's like, I was just going, this is the only reason why I came or whatever,
Right, right.
No, you get your ass out of here. No, this is not that type of place. This is not it. Oh, no, hell no. Yeah, it had come out like his underwear.
Yeah.
He just had his underwear. I don't think they were backwards. So everybody thought like, wow.
Right.
He really got dealt because he's got his underwear on backwards. So the people's.
They popped his back so good. He
thought it was the front. So he tried to get a happy beginning.
Yeah.
I guess there's a reason why that's supposed to be at the ending.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't go for a happy beginning.
Yeah.
No.
That seems.
You get your ass out of there.
Right. No for you.
No.
Well, I guess that's the age old thing. Don't put the cart before the horse.
I know. For sure. Oh, man. Good times. Those were different. No, I can't say that.
They weren't that different.
I couldn't say it.
Oh.
Those were different times, man. Yeah. Because I was telling a Theo story, so I had to talk about Asians for sure.
I got you.
Yeah, that's the truest story I ever made up.
That's the truest story you ever made up. I like it.
No, that really
right off the top of your head.
Yeah, I know. The guy listening right now is like, holy shit. Yeah. My wife don't listen to ask me, what's that mean?
Right.
Don't worry, Nate. I didn't really use your real name, Nate.
Nate Dog.
Nate Dog. Hey, speak of which.
Yeah.
I got to show you this. I got to show you this damn hold on. I got to find it. But it's a snake.
Oh, God.
Don't you see a snake, dude? For real. I'm going to post this on TikTok. I'm going to put the link to the video in the subscription or the description. Here we go. Check that out.
Dude.
Yeah. What do?
You jump in Jack Flash and get the hell out of there. That's what you do.
Look at how this thing springs.
Right.
We'll be right back.
If you're wanting to shop Guess Who merchandise or maybe create your own, check out addisondesigns.us. They have everything from hats, shirts, koozies, coasters, you name it, they make it. Check them out, addisondesigns.us. Don't forget to use the promo code Guess2, receive 10% off. Check them out.
I didn't even know snakes could have a six pack.
I've never seen that. Right. I've never seen that in my life. There ain't no way, brother.
He better
be. Oh, my God. See?
Nope. Nope. Nah. I call those things nope ropes because I'm like, dude, I get scared. I'll be up in an attic or something or underneath a house, dude. If I see a snake skin, that motherfucker might as well be alive.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even like going around them.
Because you know he's up there somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, Jesus. No, I'm good on snakes. I can deal with spiders, though. That's weird.
Like, you're like, I don't know, dude. I think I'd rather have a snake.
Really?
Yeah.
That's, you know how big of an idiot I am? I hate snakes.
I knew you were a pretty big idiot.
I'm glad you said that, because I was hoping for some segues into some dumb stories over here.
I love it.
But my big pickle is now it's like I got a barn and I just got done doing that truck.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, I need to get me a snake. Throw it down in there, keep the rats from eating the damn wires and stuff.
Hell yeah.
But
did you find one?
Hell no, I'm too much of a puss to do
it.
The only thing is, like, I just imagine myself driving down the road and that son of a bitch just slithering out from between my legs.
I'm not gonna bring you one, but I know some people, man.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, we were talking about this earlier, matter of fact, with snakes, not me and you.
Yeah. I was gonna say God last time or something.
They were talking about a friend of mine's got a snake that's going to be like 5 foot long. It's like a python, right?
Oh, fuck.
Do you remember the snake show? They had a snake show when you was in school?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get to hold the big one?
Yeah.
I tried to pinch him so he'd bite the teacher. I'm like sitting there like I'm holding this thing. I'm like pinching it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Get him.
They have no reflexes. But those snakes were big, man. Those things were like 16 feet probably.
Right. It was weird that they let everybody hold them. Like, hey, you know what? Y'all did so good 13 years down the down.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see how many of y'all we can kill. Hold this snake, boys and girls.
Did you ever notice, though, they never asked the band people to hold the snake?
Right, I'm fucking nerds.
He was always the jocks. Speaking of which, I told you, there was like four or five jocks trying to throw me in a pool last weekend. Or a slide. Slide pool, yeah.
Ooh.
I'm way too fast for that, brother.
Yeah.
I was like a damn house cat running around here. Like I did scrape my leg. I don't know what I ran over, man.
Yeah.
But I did scrape my leg a little bit.
Ooh.
Yeah. They were some real rednecks.
Yeah.
Their name was like Bo and Dog.
Yeah.
You know, and MG.
I feel like this is, are they all, well, you could have, you know what you should have said? Their name was Nathan.
Yeah, Nate was there.
Nate was there too.
Nate was there.
Yeah.
He was hitting on some Chinese chick.
He never got it in. He's got to find it.
Yeah, he was hitting on the Chinese chick that was there.
What's going to be hilarious is if his wife ever did put two and two together and then wonder why they had to watch like Crazy Rich Asians like 58 times.
Yeah. Oh, they love it. Talking about Asians, though, I think I asked you this. What's the shittiest job you could think of?
The shittiest job I could think of?
Yeah. You want me to start?
Start us off. What you got?
Getting trash bags from like Mexican restaurants because they got those garbage cans and yeah. By the toilet. You
know what I'm talking Yeah, about? Yeah. I don't know. I think the only thing that would be worse is like if you had to be the trash man for like an Asian household all the way. We're just going to bash Asians for the next 45 minutes to an hour, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, like, I wonder if some of them don't.
No, we got way longer than that, though.
Oh, thank God. Because I'm hoping we got plenty to cut out right here, because this is fixing to get weird.
Yeah, I got a cut button.
Good. Just like a cough button, too. Like, oh, Hunter's talking. Let's shut this off.
I keep muting you and you don't even know it.
Right. I was wondering why, like, it kind of cut.
I'm like Howard Stern. You're Hank, the drunken dwarf.
Yeah. No, but I'll take it.
He blew a .56 on his show one time.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. This guy weighed like 90 pounds.
God damn.
8 pounds was glasses.
Yeah.
Regular sunglasses.
They were like Coke bottles in there.
They were like, yeah, like even more than a Coke bottle.
That's weird. You feel like it'd be like that much. It would be like he couldn't really lean over too far or read anything. He'd just straight headbutt the book or whatever he was trying to read.
Oh, man. He was just, Howard Stern just make fun of him. Really? So funny. Yes. It was so funny.
Oh, man. He like the... Oh, shit, I can't think
Do you of know it. What? What's the... All right. Between like... Okay, so you say you can handle a spider better than like a snake, right?
Yeah. Most definitely.
Okay. So between a bug and like a regular animal or any kind of... Like just whatever. It can't be human.
Yeah.
What insect or something are you most scared of?
Most scared of?
Yeah.
Probably just Japanese beetles.
Really?
Bear.
Bear?
Bear. I think I could fuck a bear up.
You think so?
Yes, there's no doubt in my mind. If Pixar has taught me anything, is bears are bitches.
Pixar?
Yeah.
Well, bears are. Why would you want to fight a bear, dude?
I don't know.
Bears aren't nothing.
I'd take it over a snake.
That's why you sleep with them. When you're a baby.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Winnie the Pooh, I could beat that bitch.
I mean, you don't have like a stuffed snake you sleep with.
Exactly.
Praying mantis.
If you do, you're a fucking psycho. That's what you are.
If I had a no shit, like, I hope this is recording. Yeah, I think it is.
All right.
It's all good.
We hope so. It's going to be the shortest clip.
We had to cut back. We had to cut back just a little bit. Let me see. Check. Oh, yeah, we're recording.
All right. Good deal.
Yeah,
good
we
deal.
Want to start over again.
Thank God.
You ain't lying.
Oh, man. I thought
so. A bear, though.
Yeah, I think so.
What are you luring him in with? What do you got? I mean, like,
well, honey, obviously.
What about, I mean, like, are you going to, you know, there used to be these people that would, like, box bears.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, that is where I really do believe the thing about testosterone in men has dropped. Because there ain't no way I would really want to be in a ring with a bear.
No.
I mean, I don't think I'd want to be in a ring with a kangaroo. even though I could kill a bear, but it's got to be a wild bear.
Kangaroo's bad business, brother.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the scary, like, even if you get one good punch, they kind of lean back on that tail and, like, can springboard back at you.
Oh, yeah. Next thing you know, you wake up in their pouch.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. That was my thing. I was going to get in there and just bust them ovaries up, son.
Kangaroo don't play no shit.
Right.
I mean, I know that one dude punched that one to get his bird dog back or whatever, yeah. But that ain't never kangaroo. It's a good thing that kangaroo was having a good day that day.
Right. You know, he must have busted a nut in his old lady before he went out.
Oh, man.
Either that or he thought he was going to get some hella money from Mr. Yang for the dog. I hope that's been cut in here. If not, I'm just making like obscure references.
Yeah. Nah. There ain't no limits tonight, man. Not one.
Got the old ball and chain out.
Yeah. Ran her off.
Just couldn't deal with it.
Till tomorrow.
I need you looked at me hours. Like,
holy shit, you're crazy. Yeah. Nah, I like my wife. Nah, I love her, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's a good save there at the end. Yeah. I know you said she don't listen, but if she does, is this the clip you're going to play for her?
No. Absolutely not. No. She don't like me talking about her on here.
Really?
Mm-mm.
So let's really give her some good shout-outs this episode.
I call her my old lady.
Yeah.
When nobody's around.
She don't like that?
No, I don't say it to her face.
Oh, I got you. I got you. You're just like,
you're
old. Don't even get a lady out. You're just old.
Yeah. It'd be like, my old lady. I'm like, you're 21, brother.
Right.
Your girlfriend just graduated. That's not your old lady, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Good for them. Some of them ain't even graduated yet.
I know. It's just where we're from.
Right.
Men have no respect.
That is true. Man,
I open the car door.
Right.
Yeah, I would. We don't have a car. Right. That's why I don't open the door. She's got a top.
You just jump out from the convertible. The door's been welded in for 15 years.
Yes.
Oh, sweet man. God. That's... I don't know. Man, I don't know.
We're lost for words. I know there's something I was going to ask you. Let me see what I got.
I was trying not to jump in on anything.
Yeah. Sometimes it'd be like that.
Right. I don't want to give everybody the gold right here at the start and then just like fizzle out to... hey man, what about, you ever thought about?
I figured it out, man. People just like to hear people talk. I like to hear people talk.
Yeah.
About nothing serious.
Right.
You know?
Could you imagine if Seinfeld had been like doing podcasts? Do you think he would beat Joe Rogan in podcasts?
Oh, dude.
Just like a story Seinfeld, about nothing.
Kramer.
Well.
You talking about Seinfeld or Kramer?
Yeah, Seinfeld. I mean, like the whole cast.
Oh, yeah. Like I think Kramer's hilarious.
Right.
The way he's able to, like, keep his face straight and
right.
stuff.
Oh,
and
dude.
And he tells something really funny.
Yeah.
And it's almost like to him, it's just kind of like, I know there's people laughing about that, but it's not funny to me.
Right.
You know?
I'm in my spot. Right, I'm here. That was like, who was that? You know what movies I wish they would bring back? Do you remember Naked Gun and all those? It had the old man in it. And, like, he would just...
I remember the name, but I don't think I ever watched it.
You never watched those? Like, the old, mm-hmm. like, 80s, 90s parody movies?
No.
Man, that was... I wish I could think of that dude's name.
Back then, like, when I was a kid...
Yeah.
I always watched, like, Gumby. That's how old I am.
Yeah.
And it came on right after USS Gomer Pyle.
Really?
Jesus. That's how old I am, dude, yeah.
That is depressing. That was a big hit.
Oh, it's depressing, yeah.
Man. Yeah, that's the scary thing is I'm hating because I'm so much younger than you for whenever mm-hmm. that day actually comes.
What model are you?
95.
You're a 95?
That's it, boy. The best year.
You're a baby.
Shit made. But
you're a damn baby.
I couldn't imagine whenever there's like Saved by the Bell is on MeTV.
Oh, Saved by the Bell was a great one.
I think I would just have to eat a shotgun breakfast that morning.
No. You didn't know. It was, hold on, let me think about this. It was TGIF, and you had, like, Saved by the Bell, Family Matters, What was that one that had Cody that lived in the van in the back? Oh, shit. That was one of the best ones.
Apparently not.
God dang it. the one. You remember Topanga?
Yeah. Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World was one of them.
Wasn't that the one with Topanga?
Yeah, that's it. That was the one I was trying to think of.
I don't remember. Yeah. The only thing I remember about a man down by the river is Chris Farley.
Oh, my God.
Which
I love Chris Farley.
Right. I always said I wanted to be like him, and then, woof, seen how that one turned out.
Yeah. No, I don't want to be like that.
I ain't trying to end out that early.
Could you imagine? Because I'm not really I don't really watch like a whole lot of like real movies or anything.
Yeah.
I never have, really.
Just more skits on the ticky-tack.
Yeah, like Andy Griffith. Yeah.
Back when TV Which now had
I wouldn't. Andy Griffith was reruns by the time I was there.
I was hoping so.
But, damn it. Why did I do this? Yeah, you got me mixed up, man. We're talking about what?
Chris.
Actors.
Actors and.
Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Let's just pretend we have this movie, okay?
Okay.
We got Chris Farley. He's like a stepchild to John Candy.
That'd be pretty spot on. They could really pass for brothers, like stepbrothers. I know.
At least. Would that not have been a great movie?
That would have been pretty good. I wonder though, how many, you can't have too many funny fat guys though.
We'll be right back.
Alabama Horseshoe Pitchers Association is currently accepting new members and looking for participants. If you think that's something you might would be interested in, check them out by Facebook or website. Just type in that search engine, Alabama Horseshoe Pitchers Association. You can find all your rules and regulations there. Maybe you're just starting out. Maybe you've been playing a long time. It's all handicapped, so you're not going to have a newcomer playing against a veteran. So everything's matched up to where everything is fair. That's a great group of guys over there. If you're into horseshoes and you want to be yelling ringer, go check it out.
Man, that wouldn't... I don't know. I think it trumps all whenever.
Yeah. Two fatties make a goodie.
Yeah. Yeah. Two fatties make one hot David Hasselhoff.
Right.
You ever watch that Baywatch?
Yeah.
CJ? Was it CJ? Summer. Right.
Pamela Anderson. That's all I remember.
Pamela Anderson was CJ.
There was another girl.
Oh, yeah. There's several. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I remember them.
Pam's old news, dude.
She's old news.
Oh, yeah. Pam.
Is she even still alive? I feel bad if she is, but I mean, I don't really.
I think she is.
I don't think it's going to hurt her feelings. You know, I don't know.
She's, I don't know. She's married a lot of, she's been married a lot of times.
She's one, she married,
Kid Rock, yeah, Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee, that's the one I was thinking of.
Tommy Lee, yeah. I guarantee you, I know what. I don't know what videos you saw.
Haven't we all though?
Man, the thing was like an arm.
I'm like a baby's hand holding or a baby's arm holding an apple. That the old joke.
Brett Michaels. She had a boat scene with Brett Michaels.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the deal with this bitch fucking on boats?
Oh man, yeah. She's been around.
I think the only thing this podcast several times. The only thing this podcast has taught me is I need to get a boat so far.
Oh yeah. You never heard a Jay Hickman boat ride joke? I mean, you seem more confident than Tom with a damn aspirin bottle. I love that, man. God almighty. It's my favorite quote to the whole deal.
Yeah.
Is that. Who's your favorite comedian?
Favorite comedian. Ooh, that's a rough one. I would have to go probably like maybe Bill Hicks. I feel like he's up in there.
Bill Hicks, I don't know him.
I don't know Bill Hicks.
No.
He was one his
sounds like he was like a hag teacher, like a janitor.
I think he was.
Here
he
comes Bill before. Hicks.
Today we're gonna cut more
Hicks.
Oh man, that is sad because we did have a teacher called Mr. Hicks.
Yeah.
That's strange things. But he was the one who was talking about a compliment. He's like, where's all the smokers in the house? Or where's all the non-smokers?
Oh.
And he goes, oh, you quitting bastards. And he goes, let's give it up to the smokers. doing all that. And he was like, how much do you smoke a day? I smoke about a pack. He goes, I go through 2 lighters a day.
2 lighters?
Yeah. The bad thing is, I guess joke's on him, because I think he had like esophageal cancer and died.
Oh.
That's why I really had to think about that one. Stop telling too many morbid jokes.
Damn it, man. Natural Light.
Oh, natties.
Natties are hard to beat, brother.
They really are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what's the deal with all the ones trying to make like the most amount of alcohol that we can.
Yeah.
And call it beer. Like, mm-hmm. You know, what was it? Bud Light did it. They did the...
Trans.
Well, they did that too. They did that. But they had the Edge or whatever. No, that was Ice House. What about Platinums?
But like Platinum?
Yeah, that was like 6-something%, but it tasted like...
Yeah, it tasted like tonic water.
Yeah.
Well, it was terrible.
I was going to say asshole, but...
Yeah, yeah, Bud Light... I'm done. Yeah. I don't give a damn if they get Jennifer Aniston on the can. I know it's a bad deal.
Yeah.
But I'm really had it with Bud Light.
Dude, the only way they could really... I think the only way they could come back would be like as you drink so much of it, like mm-hmm. she just kind of got more and more naked as you went down the can. You could really...
Talking about gin?
Yeah. That'd be a good way to get like a like younger audience. Cans. Yeah.
Where the mountains go blue?
Blue, yeah.
But it's not the mountains go blue with the Bud Light can with Jen Aniston. It's Aniston on there.
Yeah.
It's Show Me the Mountains.
Right. Oh, dude, that's good.
Yeah.
You need to hire your ass and fire them other guys.
God dang it. I ain't going to be able to put that on. Bud Light will want it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, I could be a spokesperson for them.
Well, them dumb bitches went out and bought horses.
I was gay for 4 years. It was the happiest times of my life. You thought I meant like gay gay, but yeah. No, I was just talking about like you're I had 4 happy. Really good years just yeah. laughing all the time and stuff.
Gotta throw it back to that OG meaning.
My brother Matt's the only one that's ever been gay.
Yeah. Oh shit.
I went to a party at his house, you know, I was telling about them jocks chasing me around.
Was that where it was?
My wife was there, Matt's girlfriend. There's like another woman there. There's like another girl there. Rest dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, I really felt like I was like at a frat party.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
He cooked some good crawfish, though.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That ain't bad. Dude, unpopular opinion, but fuck crawfish.
You don't like it?
I just ain't a fan. I don't really want... I don't want
too much work or what?
Yeah, too much work. I'm too lazy.
God dang. But what do like, you order whenever you go out?
Food.
Bread? Salad? Already prepared?
Well, usually just beer.
Just beer? So, yeah, if you don't mind, bring me another one of the pork
they
chops.
They have food?
No, some of them don't.
That's mm-hmm. a lot of them.
Some straight bar.
Right.
Yeah, that's where you need
that's
to go.
That's the only bar happy I go hour. To. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes, have you ever been into happy hour? And then they're like, if nobody was in there, did everyone just go up there and put un in front of it?
Like, people spread out press. Too. A lot of people like spread out the bar.
Yeah.
See, I'm that guy that sits down by the guy that did not plan on talking to anybody. You know what I mean? Where they're like, what's up, dude? Hey, man, I wonder if the fireball's cold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just and really like, sure it is. You know, whatever. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm from Coleman, Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Just really, like, really help push the envelope of, hey, yeah, I know like, you don't want a conversation, yeah, but motherfucker, like, nice. You got it.
I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
You know, I went on vacation, so I wouldn't have to worry about nothing, talk to nobody.
Right.
You know, that's the person I sit down by.
I got you.
Yeah. But I keep talking to them. Really? I don't give up.
You just don't let them have it.
I'll like do something like funny, like thump their hat or something.
Yeah.
You know?
I tried that one time, dude. I got the shit beat. I thought I was being hilarious. I figured out later on in life, I was just being drunk. Dude, that was like, that almost made me want to get into taking MMA, which I got to ask you about that. I did see you had O'Eckles on.
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed like, I wonder if he could teach me how to beat somebody's ass. Not that I ever wanted to. But
just
if,
in case.
If like I just wanted to get drunk and thump somebody's hat and then like
yeah.
they come at me and I just karate.
I could probably train you.
You think so?
I do the unexpected moves.
Oh, I like it. What's
I'm
the
like
unexpected?
A shin kick, toe stomp. Then I'm like an eye gouger.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. I like it.
And
okay.
I bite people. Stuff.
Ooh, go full Tyson on it.
Yeah, you got to bite them.
I don't like. Hey, that's a strong
you're
thing.
You're fighting. You don't like them, right?
Right. That's what I always heard.
I mean, I don't know. If you could be anything else besides what you were or are.
Happy? Oh.
Where would you go?
Where would I go?
I'm just traveling.
If I was going to go traveling?
Yeah, like into something you wanted to do. See, there's a difference there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You just wake up tomorrow and it's like, holy shit.
Are we traveling?
This pager's going off. And I got to be at the emergency room. I got to do emergency surgery.
Nope, fuck that.
Seriously?
I've got more respect for nurses as I've gotten older because I don't mind a little bit of blood and I don't mind my blood. Like, my blood, I could bleed out.
So
like
if my nose starts bleeding.
Yeah, I'd probably like, you're I'd freak out a little bit. I'd
yeah, just, see, nose bleeding to me is weird.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, because you're like, how much cocaine have you done in your life? I mean, what like, are we doing?
I was like, it's coming out of your nose.
Yeah.
It's like, where's that blood come from?
Right. You know? Right up there.
Ooh. Yeah, and I know how, like, it almost looks like it's coming from the brain. So I'm like,
how much knowledge?
Shit, I don't want to get some stupidity on my hands.
Right. You know? No doubt. Like,
yeah. But I mean, if you had your arm cut off, I'd probably like tie a bandana around or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, you'd be cool with that? I couldn't do it. I hate whenever it changes colors. Have you noticed, like, when you get a lot of blood, how it gets that dark, kind of blackishy color?
Oh.
That's the point I get grossed out. I don't even know if that's true.
Oh, I almost bled to death giving blood one time. Red Cross, man. It's a bad deal.
Yeah. That's the last time you go see Dr. Acula?
Yeah. I was like 17. And me and my friend was racing on who could fill the bag up fastest.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, my tube come attached from the bag.
Yeah.
No lie. I look over the side, I'm like, holy shit. Don't look over here, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, I swear to God, dude, it was already like a pool of blood in the floor.
Jesus.
Yeah. If they would have told me, then I just picked up my bag and be like, okay, you're done.
Yeah.
You know, you won. Your buddy, he sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
He's only got like 3/4 of a bag, yeah. You know? Where I'm already like, fill this thing full. I filled it full so quick, I blew the hose off.
Right.
No lie.
Damn.
And it's just pumping in the floor.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like wiry as hell. You know, I'm like.
Just pumping the hell out of
it. Oh, man, I'm squeezing this thing, dude. Like I'm trying to like milk a tit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, yeah.
Trying to be the fastest milker in Clinton County.
Oh, dude. I had to lay there. I had to drink like, I can't remember. It was a couple of gallons like orange juice.
Yeah. The bad thing is they gave you that, like the shitty little orange juice. Yeah, little like cartons. 58 of them sitting beside you.
It was like the whole bed was full of them. Yeah. But no, you know what's the shittiest part? Once I got done almost bleeding to death.
They didn't give you no cookie dough?
They were like, this blood's contaminated. Threw it right in a garbage bag.
No shit.
Yeah. I worked hard for that.
Right.
You know? I could have saved like 19 lives probably.
Really? Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
At least 19. Yeah.
Yeah. How many of them would have failed for like alcohol in their system later on?
Well, oh, no, wow. You just well, they didn't drug test you or nothing. I was only 17.
Is that not kind of like ironic? Could you imagine if they did? And like you just got somebody fired. Like, this guy's an addict.
I tested positive one time.
Syphilis or?
No, GAME.
Oh.
A lot of game? Yeah.
Got the Riz going, as the kids say. I'm so glad
my wife don't listen to this podcast. They'll probably play it for the whole family tonight. There's a late grilling.
Oh, he just
getting bit by mosquitoes. And
right.
They're like, I wonder what he's doing.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, he's upstairs with another dude making a podcast.
Wouldn't he just come home, the door's closed, and she just hears two guys upstairs just giggling away?
Giggling away, yes.
Oh, man.
So, that was kind of stern, wasn't it? Scared you a little bit, I think.
A little bit.
I was like, so.
So, you know? Yeah. And I was like, oh, shit, we got to
get. You were talking about mushrooms.
Yeah, we was, wasn't we?
Yeah.
I don't know. You've made me nervous, which, never done them. But yeah, man, I was like, I wasn't expecting to hear a bunch of stories about people killing themselves.
Killing their people. Families, man.
Yeah.
There's bad shrooms going around.
There's the bad mushies, which hell, apparently there's like bad everything with this fentanyl shit.
Mm.
That's like, Jesus. Like, you think you would get like, what's the point in putting it in some pot? Like, that just seems like an asshole.
Okay. if there's like, okay, let's just say you pour me out like three shakes of a salt shaker. You're like, man, that's enough to kill like 20 people.
Right.
Right. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
No matter if this son of a bitch like pours it out heavy or it don't hardly pour it out at all.
Right. Right.
I'd be like, I'm serious, dude. I'd probably go to the bathroom, wash my hands. I ain't touched it.
Right. Oh, shit. I'm with you. I don't yeah. think I couldn't. I don't even want to
be
around.
I
want to be
here a while, man. Right. I'm having too much fun.
That is true. That yeah. is true.
Yeah. Fitting all my ass.
Right. Mm-hmm. Fitting it all in your ass. Is that what we do? Put a few gaps in between the words on the next one.
I just, well, you can't say stuff like that anymore. I was about to say something about fitting all users. I'll tell them. Yeah.
Well, they ain't going to hear it.
I don't know, man. You, yeah, I bet at least got to have one person all geeked up.
Right.
Like, there's no doubt about it. Oh, I mean, there's one person out there right now. It's like, holy shit.
Right.
See on to us.
Right. God, CIA's man. On to you. We're sitting outside your house right now.
Yeah.
Three more pigs in the blind. We're
Chris Hansen's about to pop out of your closet, bro. What kind of powder you got there?
Right. Yeah. Was Chris Hansen? Who was Chris Hansen? Was he the one that did like the catch
the predator thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I want them to bring that back, dude. That shit was so funny.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't funny. It was not funny. I'm sorry. It was not funny. But it was kind of like, wow. There's a lot of pervert sounds there.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like,
what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then they, I was watching one because to me, that's, golly, I'm stepping all over everything because
just
not
jump
comedy.
Into it.
It's just kind of like when they get caught, you know, it's like,
that's pretty funny.
No, man. They're like, yeah, we've searched your car.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had
the
Kentucky jelly in there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, I was just going to come over and tell her she don't need to be talking to older men.
Right. Really set her straight. It's funny how they get, now they want to be a father, a wholesome father figure.
Oh, yeah. My man, I was messed up so bad. I just messed up, man.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, it's like,
whoops, silly me.
You thought you were talking to an 8-year-old son.
Right.
What
right.
you think was going to happen?
Right. Right.
You're lucky you didn't get your head blew off and it was just a show.
Right.
You know, yeah.
I
there's
don't.
There's a bunch of pervs out there.
You know what? You really stepped yourself in. I'll jump in the water with you. I think they should be shot. I'm fine with that.
I do. I think they should be shot. Yes.
I think that'd be totally cool.
Bring out the firing squad. Be done with it.
Nah, don't even bring out the firing squad. We're pretty clear. One man, one gun. That's all we need. I'll volunteer to shoot.
And
that's
it's
cool.
Daddy. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That should be the only way.
They should.
I didn't even want kids, but now I really hope I have a girl. I'd love to. Would you ever shoot somebody? Like,
yeah.
Well,
like,
I mean, obviously, if they was coming after your daughter, that one's good.
Oh, man. Yeah, like some nasty perv was fixing to show up to my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he'd been chatting my daughter, but it was me.
Yeah. Just ready.
Yeah, guess what?
Smith and Weston's coming after you.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to call Bart down the road, get him to bring the backhoe over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You done got the whole. No, you need to go like full.
With daughters, man, it's so different.
Yeah, I could imagine so. Honestly, man, I got to commend you. I'm hoping with a lot of luck and a lot of protection, I will never be in your shoes.
No kids whatsoever.
No kids, man. No kids.
Are you thinking about that?
I've thought about it. Honestly, I've been telling a lot of people. You know, one thing I love about, like I was telling you about, like deleting Facebook, and nobody really knowing me.
Yeah.
And then just being able to come out in public and just say wild shit.
Whatever you want, yeah.
It's like, I've always told people, it's like, yeah, dude, it's like, day after I graduated, I just went and had a vasectomy. Like, they just handed them bitches out, man. Like.
I'm going to tell you a bad deal. I'm not going to tell you a bad deal, but I'm going to tell you a story about getting that vasectomy.
Uh-oh. What we got on it?
This will be on the highlight reel. Because you sparked that in my mind. I didn't really. Okay, so once you get that, a lot of people, they'll tell you all these lies like, man, doctor said I probably need to be put to sleep because I'm so big or whatever. And all that's just lies.
Yeah.
It's an option.
Yeah.
Whether you want to pay like $260 to get put to sleep or do you want to pay like, I think I paid like $38.50. $38.50.
Damn.
So I saved a lot.
That's
yeah.
A
Oh, by being awake when they done it.
Yeah.
I only felt one jolt.
Yeah.
They like, I mean, they numb you and everything. This story is going to be really funny, too. Okay. So what they do is, they like, they numb you up and stuff. There's a nurse and the doctors down there. I think we talked about basketball. We talked about like a bunch of different things. I really didn't know like what was going on. It's kind of embarrassing looking down there, you know, whatever. And you had like four eyeballs on it. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's never been like that.
Like it's just kind of interrogation mode now.
Yeah, it's cold in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I imagine I look like a turtle trying to come up a shell, you know, but he's scared. Right. You know, yeah.
Like a button on a fur coat just sitting there.
But he like he was burning it or something, like burning those cords together.
Yeah.
And he like jolted me like twice.
Jesus.
And he's like, I'm gonna give you another shot. Well, I never felt the shots, I only felt the jolt, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, once it got done with, they are like spraying you down with like this green. Oh man, it's like it's not like algae, but it's like green stuff. They're like spraying you down with greenish brown stuff.
Right. Yeah. I would let them have. I would prefer them to put as much disinfectant on my ball sack as I could.
Oh yeah, this was like overkill.
Yeah.
You know, like, but I never felt it because I was numb down there. Right.
Right.
So when we got done, and the doctor's like, "Hey, you know, just slip right in there, put your clothes on. There's, you know, like wipes and all this kind of stuff. You got to clean yourself up, whatnot, you know."
Yeah.
And of course, you're gonna have to clean yourself up. But when I sat up, I could see my butt imprint like on the paper. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
And there was all that green stuff that had squirted on me, which I didn't know what color it was because I was laying on my back the whole time.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, my head like laid back all the way flat. Yeah. They want you looking directly at them. I guess it's weird for them too.
Right.
So I really honestly, I swear to God on my life, when I stood up and I turned around and saw that paper, I thought I shit. I thought I shit on like the paper.
Just like Benjamin Button. Style oh, dude. Shit, like
I can see my butt prints, you know, and then there's like green from there.
Yeah.
This poor little girl's like about to pull that paper off and like tear it off or what, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you need to get out of here because, I mean, you're not cleaning that up.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I do it all the time. I'm like, I'm numb down there. I didn't even realize I'd use the bathroom.
Yeah.
She's like, no, you didn't. You didn't use the bathroom. No, that's that stuff we squirt on you. So I really got tickled. She really got tickled. So then I went in the bathroom, started putting my clothes on. Some other people come in to help clean up, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were just in there laughing like crazy about this. That's not the worst part. The worst part is you've got to take them a sample. Like 4 weeks. Yeah.
Okay.
4 weeks after. It's like 4 or 5 weeks after. You got to take them like a. You got to take them a sperm sample.
Yeah. You don't want no overachievers floating up that bitch.
But you can't use lotion.
What?
It's got to be fresh.
Jesus.
When you walk out there, you put it in this little cup thing. Looks like almost like a piss test, like drug test thing, you know?
Yeah.
Well, then you take that thing, you put it into like a brown paper bag, like your mom would have packed you like a PB&J or something in for lunch or something.
Hope you didn't want an apple.
Yeah. And you get out there and you give these ladies this bag.
Yeah.
Well, they know what you just did.
Right.
Because it's got to be like fresh.
Right. Right.
It's like, yeah, be careful. High plate.
You know? Yeah.
High
don't,
bag.
Don't find your hand.
And they just grab it. Like, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's like, you know, I put that cup in that bag, folded up. Then I washed my hands, but they were just all, this one girl, she started eating potato chips.
Really?
Again, right after she like set it to the side. Was like, we'll call you in like a little while once we put it on the scope.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
She said, shit, I didn't realize you needed some extra ranch to go with
my wife's. I hope my wife don't listen to this, but even if you like save it for like a week and you actually measure it out, it's very little.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
did you have to try it like 2 or 3 times and to make sure you gave them the right amount?
No, there was no restrictions.
Really?
Yeah. But I mean, you could be like, oh my God. You know?
Yeah.
And it's literally like, if you spit in a cup 3 times. dude, that's the only thing I can imagine.
You know, it'd be worse if you had like some idiot like me come in there and you're like, you got to fill up the whole cup. Like, you don't even ask them. You're just embarrassed that you don't know the answer. You think it's like a drug test. You got to go to the line. We've been waiting 6 months for this guy to give his samples.
Like, I tried to put the lid on it. Sorry. Kind of ran over.
Get an old bag that had like french fries in it and let the hole be in it. We spilled a little.
We're not being good again.
My bad.
How am I getting around you and I'm not being good again?
I seem to have that effect on people.
Hey, man, I've been a saint all week. I get around you, terrible comes out.
Right? Little demons. That was like, you know what I'm so glad of? Like, you know, you always hear people get bad tattoos and shit they wish they wouldn't have got.
Oh, yeah, like no regrets.
No, yeah, exactly like that. Except for my dumb ass was going to get above the influence. And I was like, well, that was a really dodged a bullet with that one, didn't we?
You didn't do it?
No.
Was you going to get it on your leg?
I was thinking about it.
Oh, wow.
Just, yeah, just to hide my shame.
Do you got a shame one on there? Well, I'm just like trying to cover up with that.
No.
I got Pamela Anderson by wire.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Pam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I paid like $40 for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank God it didn't come with like a free breast implants to go with it.
Well, it was like one of those. It was like one of those flash sales.
Oh, you got.
Where it's like, come today and get a tattoo, you know, because we ain't had any customers in like a month.
Yeah,
you know?
My boss is back smoking crack.
Yeah,
we need some money.
It was a flash sale. It was like $40. Draw your own sketch. Yeah. You know, so.
Oh shit.
That was me.
Yeah, yeah. And they use
tools.
For them.
They use tools too. Like they take like another 8% off or something. If they were able to use like tools from the person before.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. And
that sounds like a good place.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
I mean, they had a tent and everything, didn't they? At least.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Dude had latex gloves on, man.
Right. Hell, that's half the battle right there. Already won.
Glad you didn't ask me for a prostate check.
Ooh. I don't know. I think I would have bought something was wrong with that if I went for a tattoo and then, like...
Got a prostate check.
He just, like, threw it in on you like, hey, man, we do prostate exams here, too.
You ever had your prostate checked?
Dude, I was born in 95.
You were born in 95.
I don't think I'm ready for that yet. 28.
You're rough on your
great.
Body. I feel like you're like 40.
That like is true. Me. I've heard I look like it.
You treated yourself like shit.
Right? Hey, you know what?
It's weird getting your prostate checked.
You've done had your prostate checked?
Yeah, I had to.
Dude,
it's a bad deal.
It seems like a raw deal.
I hadn't felt the same since.
Yeah?
Mm-mm.
You just like, can't even look at like latex gloves or anything.
Yeah, it was a bad deal.
Yeah.
He was like, bend over that chair there and put this little, it was like a newspaper right over your butt.
Yeah.
It's like, he comes in, he's talking to you. Next thing you know, oh, you're good. And then, this is the worst part. You know, there's always a bad part.
Right.
Yeah, getting done like that wasn't the worst part.
Right.
He's like telling me, I feel like I'm telling the damn vasectomy story again. This is another true story.
Yeah.
But once I got doing my prostate check.
Yeah.
And he's talking to me. I'm like, okay, dude. Yeah, that's great, man. He's like, all right, I'll be back in a minute. I'm like, all right. Go put your clothes on. Just like the vasectomy deal.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one was different.
You actually did.
He actually, yourself. I heard, as he grabbed 3 Kleenexes. And he wiped my ass.
For you?
Yes.
Dude, that is some professional service.
Like, I was like, I thought everything was done.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh. Hey. Now you're playing, Doc. You need to get your ass out of here.
Right,
you
know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah. The only thing is, go ahead.
Could you be a
Dr. Jelly
prostate?
Finger?
Yeah. I don't think you put money on that.
I don't think so.
No, there's no way.
That was like, you know, I always thought
it was like $79,000 an hour.
Right. Right. I better have like two patients a year and that's it. No more patients.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could just go.
No, I don't think I could. The only thing worse, could you imagine being a foot doctor?
Man, I got some bad feet.
You got, dude, oh, I'm glad you brought up feet.
Yeah.
Because I was with this girl on the beach one. This is how I knew I couldn't be a, I think it's a podiatrist. Don't hold me to that. I think that's actually the name
of the foot doctor. Was you dating this girl?
No, we wasn't even dating. I was just out on the beach, just like you, 100% game.
Yeah.
So we was out there. And I'm just sitting down. She's sitting down beside me in these little chairs. And she throws her feet up on me, dude. And I was like, oh, that's weird. I looked down. Her toes, it looked like her foot was trying to pass me a cigarette. She had that one toe just a little bit longer than the big toe, son.
That's when you're on your own balls.
Yeah.
Don't trust those women.
No, 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 no. Do not trust those women.
No, they'll boss you around forever.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I could definitely see that.
So what was it, another toe?
Yeah. Well, the only reason I even figured it out is because I grabbed it. I thought it was a light, and I was like, oh, well, I ain't a big light fan. Because she wore shoes all the time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Had them snow white feet. It was gross. I couldn't stand it.
Nah. I like feet, though.
Really? Yeah. A lot of people really seem to like feet now. Like feet finder?
Yeah, there's a lot of feet fetishes out there.
I wouldn't be. And I was, you know, talking about fetishes, I was really like, I was all up, because I don't get on the internet much on any of it.
Yeah.
And that Liver King came out, and I thought he was like, I thought he was going to be like a guy that was like supporting dating older women or something, like Liver Spots, Liver King. That was what I was like, hell.
Are you talking about that big old dude that eats everything raw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He eats it. I don't.
That can't be real.
Dude, how could it be?
I mean.
There was no way.
No. He's eating like the bone marrow and stuff raw.
Right. I think he wanted to be a damn. He might have been wanted to be Dr. Jellyfinger. I don't.
He could have.
He liked it. He liked the Rocky Mountain oysters, the way I understood. Whenever he apologized.
When he apologized to everybody.
Yeah. Oh, I'm on steroids. It's like, yeah, no shit. Yeah.
You didn't get that big from him.
No.
Just working out. No. I eat raw meat for like 2 weeks. No results.
Yeah, that was.
I only shit every 4 days. But other than that. How do you order steak?
Medium rare. That's the only way to get a steak.
Really? Bloody and all?
Bloody and all. Sometimes I go full savage and like at the end of it, I lift the plate up.
Do you really?
And just, they say it's not blood. Yeah, no, they say it's like some kind of protein or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what it really is, but don't listen to me. I'm an idiot.
Well, we knew that, but sometimes the idiots do know, like, they can, stupid facts,
right,
you know?
Right. Hey, yeah. Man, I listened to Joe Rogan, and he said this is how it was, man. No need to Google it. I'm going with it.
Talk about Joe Rogan. I think he's my favorite one.
Dude, he is. I think he is fully the Oprah for women. Or for men.
Yeah, I like Joe Rogan. He always gets on these alien kicks, though.
Right.
Do you believe in that?
Yeah, kinda. I would just like to think that there is.
Yeah.
And I think it's just from watching too much, like, do you remember X-Files?
Yeah, I didn't like it, though.
You didn't like X-Files?
Mm-hmm. I've never been real big and scary.
Scary?
Yeah, X-Files, man.
That wasn't that scary.
It's pretty scary.
The only thing that was scary for me about it was I realized how much I was like Fox. Because every episode, he got knocked the fuck out. That motherfucker couldn't fight for shit. I'm like, I was hanging out. I was like, God damn, I'm fucking Fox.
I know. Why do you think I have friends like Christian Eccles, man?
Right. That makes sense.
Some shit goes down. I'm like, hey, bud.
Right.
What's up, man?
These fucking rednecks was around chasing me.
Look, give me your address. I'm going to drive to your house.
Right. Oh, damn.
He's got another fight coming up. I think it's June 17th, dude.
Dang.
Somebody's got to sign this dude, man.
Kicking wing, kicking ass over there.
Yeah, line. This somebody should put your jaw somewhere around your forehead.
Right. Yeah. Why do you? I used to work out with, or not used to, never worked out with the guy. I just seen him at the gym. Let me put it like that. I mean, he was one machine over, so we were working out kind of adjacent.
So, Christian, you never told me you and Hunter worked out together. Yeah.
I don't think I could handle them workouts. That was like the bodybuilder chick.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
If I was going to go try to get Jack, that's where I'd go.
Yeah.
Yeah, she knows her stuff.
She knows. Yeah. Yeah. I could say that. Yeah. I just want to say something else about being jacked over there. bad jokes, folks. Bad jokes.
I was actually going to try to arm wrestler.
Yeah. My ego.
But then I got to thinking, man, I can't afford to be off work. You know?
Right. So
with a broke hand and elbow.
Right.
Dislocated shoulder.
Your shit's popped off hanging out over here.
Dude, they... the same guy that's like sponsoring me with like hats and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
He was telling me about the garage. Man, they're selling like thousands of like shirts, hats, all that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Slinging yeah, slinging it.
Yes.
I've wanted to check it out, but I just don't feel serious enough. I like the idea of being able to just if I can beat an 80-year-old on whatever he maxes, if I can just walk out there.
I don't plan on fighting. I'm just gonna run.
I really hope I can make them laugh because fuck, I ain't got no cardio anymore. I ain't got it in me.
I don't know, man. Depends on who's chasing me. I could run.
Yeah.
I think I could get pretty fucking quick.
Get down low and just go at it.
Yeah. I think I could almost outrun anybody.
Really?
If danger's there.
Yeah. You got to get that adrenaline.
It's just automatic, you know.
I'd give you that.
Next thing you know, you're like waking up or
pants are down.
You left flashing by it and you're like, you know what, man? I can't believe I ran all the way to Bluntsville. You know?
Right.
Like 17 miles.
Man, there was one time.
That's the difference between sativa
and indica.
Yeah. And indica, you're going to get your ass full.
Right. You're like, I feel like sometimes I would buy some and I swear, like, you know, everybody talks about it being low, like we was talking about laced with fentanyl. There's some strands. I really wonder if they ain't like laced with like NyQuil or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Puts you to sleep?
Yeah, it puts me to bed. Yeah.
Probably.
I woke up one time.
What's laced with it, though? Are you coming out that you're on drugs?
I mean, well, if you wouldn't have told me about everybody killing everybody on mushrooms, I'd have brought that up. You look like an octopus over there.
No shrooms for me.
No shrooms.
I'd get scared.
Don't be scared.
I did
child.
Salvia one time.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was a bad deal.
Was that salvia, do you remember those, that spice or whatever? That was like.
No, this was like an incense.
Yeah.
But they were selling it for smoke.
Yeah, you get it up like those zero gravity.
Man.
You wish there was no gravity.
Yeah.
That shit sucks.
It's like a cartoon.
Yeah.
I mean, you really feel like you're in a cartoon. There's no way of like escaping. It's like Hotel California.
Yeah.
You freaking get in there, you can't get out. You don't even know when the hell you're going to leave. Yeah.
Right.
Which you eventually snap out of and you want to punch the shit out of whoever damn taught you and then
trying it.
Yeah.
They
banned it everywhere, I think, now, right?
Yeah. I don't think Salvia is no bueno. They don't even let that shit in Amsterdam.
Mm-mm.
There's anything in Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah. They got their own like meth rooms and stuff, I think. It's like
I
a bathroom. But you got like your meth rooms.
Yeah. Yeah. I just hope you ain't got a shit before you get in there or something. Like, that's the only way you can go is like you got to pass through the stall. But there's one poor bastard holding it up. Just a toilet, a fake toilet full of shit. Nobody can get it to flush.
Do you ever, when you go into a bathroom though, man, damn, it's terrible.
That just straight fucking shit smell that comes through.
Mm-hmm. Right. As soon as you open that door, you're like, there's a shower in here or something I ain't been used in like 19 years.
Oh, oof.
Straight shit's coming through that pipe. You know what I
mean? Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only, what's worse? Would you rather be blasted with pure shit smell? Or like, have you ever seen the bathrooms to where people are like spraying Axe and shit in there? So you get like a shitty cologne and then just pure shit. And then they're fighting for what can be the worst smell to come through at your nose.
Have you ever shit on top of poopery?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that
fragrance
stuff.
You spray, my, you know?
I'm an idiot. I always put it in afterwards. I never realized you're supposed to.
You
shit
do it before,
on
it. Man. Yes. It pulls up like it looks like you drop like gasoline on top of it. You know, right. What I'm talking about? It's
let's,
like a
let's
that
get
sheen
fire
on
there.
Once the turd goes through, that sheen covers back up. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, yeah, yeah.
And it just smells like a damn bad lemon. But at least you don't smell like shit.
It ain't a shit lemon. It's just really kind of.
It ain't one of those good God, dude.
Right.
Do you have Mexican today? It's like this guy's been eating a lot of fruit. Should have straight lemon. Dude, should have straight lemon.
How much 7-Up does this guy drink?
It's getting late here in Alabama.
Yeah. Oh, goddamn, it is.
Yeah. What you doing this weekend, man? Memorial weekend.
Memorial weekend.
Love the troops. Support them.
Love the troops. Support them. Probably, probably working.
Are you gonna work, really?
Yeah, man.
On
yeah,
what? Man.
Houses and things. Gotta, well, I don't know. What do I want to get into? What to do? I don't know what to say. You yeah. lead me into this, but I
know
it's a bad lead. I don't know where
like,
to go.
I've kind of like, basically, you were a dog that I had, and I didn't like him anymore, and I just took you down like the end of a cul-de-sac, just opened the back door and threw like a Slim Jim out.
Yes.
I made some people mad the other day, man.
Really?
Yeah, because they were wanting to get rid of these baby kittens or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, nobody wants a baby kitten.
Right.
I mean, you're just not going to give that away. You know, it's kind of like, hey, anybody want baby rattlesnakes? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know what it is. People don't like cats anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Well, they were talking about how they were going to get rid of them. They was going to go drop them off the subdivision, this, that. And now without even hesitating, I said, you don't have a garbage bag, know where a bridge is? I had to take lunch early. Man, they were all wanting to fight me and stuff.
But I really did.
You wouldn't believe how soft men are whenever you go to talk about kittens.
Right.
I'm like, you're the one abandoning them, not me.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I got my animals I take care of.
That's right.
I mean, I've shot at a few of them, but.
I mean, I got 4 chickens, 3 dogs, man.
Right, right.
And a cat. I will never go again without a cat.
Really?
No, you don't have to pet them or nothing. Just put some food, water out there. They're there.
That
he
is
He kills
true.
Stuff, lays it in front of the door. So I see, I walk out. I'm like, hey, Tom, thanks.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for the mouse or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, thanks for
the
58th cricket or,
dead bird.
Yeah, dead bird, cricket, you know, any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one thing you can never do, though, is never bring that cat inside.
No.
Because after that, whenever you start kicking them out, they fuck up some shit around your house, dude. Get one, like.
So you don't want to piss the kitty off.
Yeah, don't piss off the pussy. That work. That's a in many ways kind of situation.
But he's telling the truth, y'all.
Spitting facts. Facts and games. Andrew Tate coming to you live at Guess Who?
Andrew Tate. Everybody's going to know you're Larry Combs.
Larry Combs. Shit. I thought we wasn't letting everybody know this. Oh, man.
Well, you got anything else for me? You got any questions for me?
Questions for you.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to ask you something?
No. Trying to think if we covered everything.
We really
make sure we got it covered like a blanket.
Right. Well, here's the bad thing is like, we come over here, we do this, we say, write some stuff down,
yeah,
and you never realize it. At a young age for me to be 28, you don't realize that you're like, you're talking to an Alzheimer's patient. So it's like 5 minutes later, I forgot what in the hell we was talking. I don't even black out anymore. I just forget shit.
You're so young. You probably can't write in cursive.
No. Dude, I can't write in cursive. It took me forever to even realize how to tell time on an analog clock. Dude, this ain't even for comedy, guys. This is just spitting facts at this point.
They made it easier on y'all.
Right, we did.
No, 90s babies, man. No, you're a 2000 model.
Well, I'm 95.
I'm pretty close. Yeah, you're right in the middle. Yeah.
That was like another thing I figured, which this one I have figured out bit me in the ass. It was like whenever we was doing, you know, school, they were like, you got to learn how to spell. And I was like, I ain't going to have to learn how to spell. I was like, if I can get it close, it'll get me there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm really good with Ebonics. I know the meanings of words, but if you asking me for a spelling bee, you're in a shit boat, Captain, because this ain't happening. We can't do it. But
I can write cursive. You don't even know how to write cursive.
No. Well, they tried to teach me. Dang it. But I was, it wasn't going good.
How do you sign your autograph?
I just scribble really fast and just try to make it look like something.
Yeah, well, that's like a signature thing.
Yeah, I mean, really, that's all they want. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. Nobody cares.
I was like, you know how many forged things I've been able to sign just off my dad's? Because it's just bow, 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 as quick as
we can. Let's go to Waffle House and buy everybody's meal there. Put it on your dad's tab. He won't be mad.
No, he wouldn't be mad. All we got to do is spit out the few phrases that we got to say.
Yeah.
And be like, right. You know, it's business, Vince, man. It's business.
It's business, dude. Shit.
Oh, man. Mm. Yeah, he really didn't like it whenever I bought the house on his credit card. He was not a fan. But I was like, I was going to wrap it.
You got a good interest rate, didn't you?
Oh, you ain't just kidding. 17-something%. No, I think it was 27.5, if I ain't mistaken.
Yeah, you got a good deal.
I know, dude. I was like, yeah. I laughed my ass off as soon as I walked out of the bank. I was like, you dumb bitches, I'd have paid 50.
That's what with, you know, I got my first sponsor, you know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I got the guest who had on.
Gang, gang.
Hey, look, one hat for $20, two for $40. Oh. We're running a sale.
That's a hell of a good sale you got going.
Yeah, and if you do that for $20 more, we'll throw a shirt in. Yeah, so 60 total.
Yeah.
For the price of...
But, I mean, two hats and a shirt, that's damn near three
big time, because you can have your work hat, have your weekend hat.
That is true.
Because you got to have a weekend hat.
That is true. You got to
have going out there in sweat lines and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, why don't they just make like a brown,
like a sweat a line already made into
it? Yeah. Just beat them to the punch. New hat, old hat, who knows?
I might have to cut that out because.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it was. Dude, that was a really good idea. Yeah. Have you ever seen the hand socks?
Hand socks? No.
It's actually like an Amazon gift. It's like hand socks. It's like socks for your hands. I swear. It is. That was weird. Yeah.
That is.
I mean, you even got the line. Like the socks.
Like, oh, like legit. Like they went Haynes style. Like,
oh, OGs. Yeah.
So did they put the palm of it still right there on the palm?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every size is fit to match.
Can you get the hospital edition that has like the little grippers?
Oh, yeah.
And stuff on the bottom?
Whatever you want, man. Yeah. That's it's called glove hands.
Glove hands.
Yeah. No doubt.
That's a...
What'd you say your name was again, Larry?
Larry. I think that's it, actually. You cannot find me on social media, thank God, amen.
Yeah, he don't have no social media. Mm-mm.
Yeah, little
last one he had was a joint page.
Right.
Who was that guy? It was Derek.
Yeah. We went his name on it because he was
Larry
more popular.
Derek. Yeah. You could also search LD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one gets it. That was I was really mad at Little Dicky because I was thinking of that way before it became cool. God.
Well, all right, folks. It's been real and it's been fun. It's been real fun.
Oh.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have Barry back over next time I do a... Yeah, somebody got somebody lined up, man. I mean, it was hard times this week, and I hollered at you. And
I knew you had to be getting close to the bottom of the barrel. Like, I was like, how bad?
I was down. I mean, like, I'd already went. I honestly, man, it was between you and my mom.
Really?
Jesus, yeah.
I believe it. Yeah. That's like, I mean, because it's almost like, do you ever go into a really bad strip club? Like, ooh, have you went to one that was so bad? And I'm pretty sure you're going to know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
To where they got to come up to you. And they're like, can I have a dollar for my next dance? I'm like, bitch, I ain't going to give you a dollar when you're on stage. Can't have none of these monies. God,
tuck those tits back right in.
I will pay you to get dressed and get the fuck out.
Y'all don't have a dental plan?
You must be British, ain't you?
To wear a rubber? No, I'll wear two. I brought one myself.
Rubber? I got a poncho in the car, bitch.
Just breathe on it. Don't even like no mouth contact whatsoever.
Right.
Oh, shit. All right. Me and Chase, we're going to sign out off on this.
That'll work.
See the cap, man.
Get it.
See that? You can't see it if you're listening. All right. First email I get once this podcast up says, I want a free hat. I'm going to send them one.
Really?
No shit, yeah.
That's a.
You can't do it, though.
Oh, shit.
I ain't giving you no hat.
You don't have no hat.
I'm trying to be
reputable over here. Fuck. You can't even help me out on the internet. I know, bitch.
Dude. I can't even find you on Facebook because you got your OnlyFans page or whatever it was you was telling me about.
Yeah. I don't like feet, but I'll show mine.
You know, I said if I go on The Bachelor, I'll be able to eliminate them all the way down to like, I'd be like, hey, Luke, y'all gonna take some of the roses back. Just give me like four. Cause I'd be like, take your shoes off.
Yeah.
Shit. Like the first time, like when they got out of the limo, I'd be like, okay, let's go line up.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Everybody take their shoes off. Yeah. You got some of those like grippers or whatever, you know, it's like,
yeah, you're done. Same little talons. They just look like gargoyle feet.
And that one foot you're talking about with that second toes, like
trying to slide you that cigarette. Is that a Kohl's you got on your foot? What are we doing here?
She can wear a glove on it. No, I don't wear socks. I wear gloves. All right, y'all. Peace out.
If you're wanting to shop Guess Who merchandise or maybe create your own, check out AddisonDesigns.us. They have everything from hats, shirts, koozies, coasters, you name it, they make it. Check them out, AddisonDesigns.us. Don't forget to use the promo code GUEST2, receive 10% off. Check them out.